Friday and Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni means to try again. Pesach Sheni means that when things didn't work out so well the first time, Hashem gives you another chance. Pesach Sheni means that a Jew has the right to stand up to Hashem and in a respectful way to ask to be close to Him despite all of one's shortcomings, to insist and to say, Lama Nigara, why should we be treated in such a way? Why shouldn't we have the opportunity to get closer to you, Hashem? That they were able to draw a parasha, they were able to draw down into this world, the parasha of Pesach Sheni is a wondrous thing. And we have that koach, especially today, especially tonight, and tomorrow. And then we approach Lag BaOmer Hoyt SheBaHoyt. So let's begin. My inyan Shmita is Al Har Sinai. This parasha is the parasha of Shmita, of the seventh year. And all the halachas of Shmita. Rashi brings the Chazal from the fifth parak of Avos, from the fifth chapter of Avos. Sheba'oven Shmita Yisrael Goylem. That because of the sin of failing to observe the Shemitah, of failing to properly observe the seventh year, the Jewish people go into Golus. The result of our failure to observe Shemitah is exile. And the Mefarshim are asking, why is that? There are many mitzvahs that have to do with Eretz Yisrael, Trumas and Maisris and Orla and so on. There are many, many halachas that are connected to the land. But Davka by Shemitah, we find this problem of exile. And of course, all the Svarim HaKadoshim, the Kabbalah Svarim, will talk about the length of exile and how many Shemitahs were not kept properly and so on. And the Pasuk says, V'shav Soha Arit Shabbos L'Hashem, Bishav Sahar Shabbos Lashem, Rashi says, Lashem Hashem, that the land must rest Shabbos Lashem for the sake of Hashem, for Hashem's name, Keshem Shnema Bishabbos Bereishis, the same way that it says regarding Shabbos Bereishis. What does it say by Shabbos Bereishis, Shabbos Lashem? Mefarshim all talking about these things. And it's certainly kedai to look at the Mefarshim, to look in the Mefarshim. The Ramban says, Yisod. And from this Ramban, we're able to take a little bit of a journey to try to find ourselves ultimately standing with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. By the Pischa, the Marosa, by the opening of the cave. The Yisod of the Ramban is as follows. At the beginning of the parasha in the Ramban, the Ramban writes that Shemitah and Shabbos, the seventh year and the seventh day, Shemitah and Shabbos, have one shorish. They are two lovely trees that are growing from one root. They share the same root, Shabbos and Shemitah. Vehim dugmas ha'osid. Both Shabbos and Shemitah are a taste of the world to come. A little bit of an appetizer for the world to come. And what is it that they share in common with the world to come, Shabbos and Shemitah? Because the world to come will be Yom Shekula Shabbos of Menuch L'Chaya Herlamim. The craziness of this world will end, and there's going to come a time soon. There will no longer be Yegiyev Hevel of Erik, working and struggling and trying. There will no longer be a world of the 39 malachas, the 39 categories of labor that correspond to the 39 curses of human existence, of trying and of working and there's going to come a time of Yom Shekula Shabbos and Menucha L'Chaya Olam. And it will no longer be necessary then to engage in physical melacha, in physical work. That's the Ramban. Therefore, Shemitah is called the Shabbos Lashav, because both of them are growing from the same root, and both of them are working their way towards the same destination. Let's understand. There's a very famous machlokas, there's a very famous dispute in the Gemara and Brachas and Daf Lamed Hei regarding the meaning of the pasuk we say in Kriyishma Vasavta Degonecho, where the Torah says that you will have to gather, you will go and you will harvest, you will work the land. So the Gemara asks, Ma Tamad Loimel Lefi Shenemba Loyomish Sefer Torah Hazemi Picha. So there's a problem. On the one hand, the Torah says that it's the responsibility of a Jew in this world to work. Yosafta deGonecha means to work the field. On the other hand, it says in Sefer Yeshua, LaYomesh Sefer Torah Zemipicha, that the Torah should never leave your mouth. It means that it's the responsibility of a Jew to be continuously, perpetually engaged in the study of Torah and in seeking spirituality and connection, a stronger connection to Hashem. So there's a disagreement between Rabbi Yishmol and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He noig bahem minhag derech eretz, divrei Rabbi Yishmol. So Rabbi Yishmol taught means that the Torah is revealing to us here that although, of course, the essence of life is the study of Torah, but means that Hashem wants us in this world to, for whatever reason, that we have to work, we have to earn a living, and be involved in the daily affairs of this world. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says,
So
Bishimon said, if a person is going to be busy sowing the field and harvesting and so on and plowing, then Torah Matahela, what's going to be with Torah? Now the Mefarshim explain that Rabbi Shmuel certainly agrees. That Rabbi Shmuel certainly agrees with Rabbi Shimon that in order for a person to reach that level, that exalted level, that is the Kisra Shel Torah, to be able to reach the crown of Torah, to be a prince of Torah, that in order to reach that great level of Torah study where a person wears the crown of Torah, the Mefarshim explained that Rabbi Shmuel agrees that the Kesher Shel Torah, the crown of Torah, where a person is completely immersed in the study of Torah, that's the Tachlis HaShleimus. That is the greatest perfection that can be achieved by a human being. And in order to do that, Rabbi Shmuel agrees that a person has to separate himself completely min Yonah Elam Hazeh. And you can't become a Rav Moshe Feinstein by learning part-time. However, Rabbi Shmuel is saying that kol zman, that is until that time when the Jewish people will reach that period of the tikkun, of the rectification of all things, when the work of the, when the world will be repaired, and the 39 levels of of labor, categories of labor, will be removed. Until that time, until the Tikkun, Rabbi Shmuel says, there unfortunately exists in the world this curse, this misfortune, and it's the responsibility of the Jewish people to engage in the birur and the clarification of the nitzaitis hakadoshim, in other words, the separation between good and evil. Part of that problem of the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra, the tree of knowledge of good and evil that we've spoken so much about this year, part of that problem, that clarification that is necessary while living in this world before the tikkun involves being honest in business, separating at work between what is necessary and what's not necessary. Until the time of the tikkun, and therefore the Gemara says, Harbei also Rabbi Yishmael va'olse biyodam, that there were many people who were able to live like Rabbi Yishmael suggested, which means who were able to study Torah and to put in great effort into Torah in many hours, but at the same time to put in a number of hours to try to support their learning, va'olse biyodam, and they were able to succeed. But you know the Gemara says that many tried to live in the way of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and they were unsuccessful. However, La'osid Lovo, in the future, when the tikkun will, when the time of repair will be here, then certainly, there will be revealed that singular koach of the Jewish people to be attached to the study of Torah. And the promise of the Navi of Va'amdu Zorim V'ro'u Tzonchem, that others will go and take care of our sheep, meaning that the Jewish people will not have to tend to business and to work and to professions, but we will be able to sit and to study Torah and to delight in our closeness to Hashem on all levels, and all of our physical needs will be taken care of by others. And that's the tachlis. But Rabbi Shmuel says that we haven't yet reached the tachlis. And unfortunately, we are now in that state of golus, and we are in that curse of bezeis apech of the tree of, as a result of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, that we have to struggle and work through the 39 categories of curses that exist in this world. The question, however, is, so what about now? So what do we do about this? In the future, it's going to be great. It'll be fantastic. But what about now? What about now when the world is sitting in its state of being Eino Mesukan? It's still in a state of disrepair. It hasn't been repaired. So the Hashem Yisbarach loves the Jewish people. And He's given us two amazing mitzvahs. One is every seventh day, and one is every seventh year, Shabbos and Shemitah. Shabbos and Shemitah. That means that every single week, there's one day where you taste the end of time. There's one day where you don't think about work. There's one day where you don't engage in any of the 13 categories of the unrepaired world. There's one day when when a person is ponu lasik b'Torah, the way that the Rambam describes at the end of the Mishnah Torah, the way he describes the days of Mashiach, that one day a week a person has a taste of Olam Haba. One day a week a person can be completely devoted to Torah, to learning, to Avodas Hashem, to davening. The Medrash says, "Bishas Knesis Yisrael La'aretz, Amra Torah Lefne Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zer Ratz LaKarma V'Zer Ratz LaSadeyu Torah Matehei Aleha." Same lashon. The Medrash says that when the Jewish people came to Eretz Yisrael, so the Torah came crying to Hashem and said, "Oh, what's going to be with me? This one's running to his vineyard. This one's running to his field. This one's going to the factory. This one's on the E train, the F train, the A train, the Z. Everybody's running around. So Torah asks Hashem. The Torah's crying, what's going to be with me? And the Kadosh Baruch Hu answered the following: Harei nasati Shabbos sheyilmu b'betayra. Hashem answered, "Don't worry." Hashem says to the Torah, "Don't worry, sweetheart. There's going to be one day, Shabbos, when everybody is going to just come back to you. They're going to come back to you." You know, when they asked the Rebbe Melech, they wanted Rebbe Bailey for the Rebbe Melech to write the Sefer, which he ultimately did, the Neimel HaMelech. But it's well known that he resisted in the beginning. He didn't want to write. He says, "What am I going to write a Sefer?" So that some Jew, after he has his child, will lie down on the couch, and I'm going to end up on the floor next to the couch. So he says, I have to put in all my koyches to write a Sefer. It should be after the child on the floor. But I think that we could say with Yiras HaRavim was that the Rebbe HaMelech was wrong. Maybe in some cases. But the truth is that the Neimel HaMelech gives life. Shabbos life. And Shemitah. If you look in the Rishonim say Beferish, the Alshach HaKadosh and others, they all speak about this. That the Ikke Tachlis of Shemitah, the essential point, the inner point of Shemitah, of the seventh year, is that there should be one entire year when the Jewish people are not running to the vineyards and to the fields. That a Shabbos a week, a day a week is not enough. And the Torah is not satisfied with our weekly excursion. And the Shemitah comes along and tells us, V'shav sa'aretz Shabbos l'Hashem, L'shem Hashem. L'shem Hashem, for the name of God. You know, the Megal HaMukah says, L'shem Hashem, L'shem HaTorah Shekulo Yishmoisav Shel Hashem. That when it says in the parasha by Shemitah that the land should rest on the seventh year, L'shem Hashem, the Megal HaMukah says it means the land is resting so that the Jewish people can devote themselves entirely to God's name, which means the Torah, which consists from beginning to end of God's names, the names of Hashem. The Torah is kula shmoisim shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, as the Ramban says in his introduction to Chumash. So when it says, just like Shabbos Bereishis, it means just like every week you have Shabbos, when you return to Hashem's name, which is the Torah, which is avodah, serving Hashem. And you're able to throw away your hammer, there's nothing left to do. You remember this song? So too, the Shemitah means that a person is able to be just Torah. And Shemitah Baruch Hashem now in Eretz Yisrael, with their Giborei Koyach, that there are great heroic people who turn away from their fields for the Shemitah year, and their lives are changed forever because of the Shiurim, the learning, and the davening. And imagine how much more so when 99% of Knesset Yisrael were farmers, what that meant. Now here is the taste of the end of time. To make a simple point, mamash a simple point, that here is the taste of the end of time. Meaning, during the 6 days of the week in the 6 years of the cycle, the Shemitah, when a person, we know this on our own, it's not only that we don't have time during the 6 days of the week to learn properly, or we don't have enough time to daven or to learn during the 6 years. It's not just a question of time. If that would be the only problem, we could manage. It wouldn't be easy, but we could manage. But it's not just time. The deeper problem is that the more a person immerses himself or herself in physical things, the more materialistic a person you become. That's the teva hadvarim. If you spend 6 days of the week arguing with people over prices, or 6 days of the week adding and subtracting phone calls, if you spend 6 days of the week and 6 years of the Shemitah in professions that bring along with them things that are impure, it's very hard nowadays. A person sitting in an office, unless you work like for a yeshiva, for OL, or Shari Tzedek, it's a nice religious institution. But if you're in an office someplace, Stam in a secular place. I don't know. Baruch Hashem, I was never in such a place. I mean, I guess in high school, college, in the summer, I worked in places like that. But it's been many years. But talking to my students and my friends and to members of my family, I understand that things are not going too well in those places as far as spirituality is concerned. Out there. In what they call the real world. It's not so nice over there. And people are saying things that, even though you sit there with you're doing your little job, sitting over your little desk with your little phone and calculator, there are things that are said, there are looks, there are expressions, they're not for us. And it's, whether you realize it or not, at least if you realize it, thank God, it's already a madrega. If you don't realize it, it's very bad. It has an effect on people. If a person is shakua, if a person is immersed in physical things, then he's mezgashem. He becomes himself a heftzi. He becomes himself a physical thing. Until it's very, very hard to squeeze out a feeling of godliness, a moment of godliness. Shabbos and Shemitah. Preserve the ability of the Jewish people to return to their true selves. Shabbos and Shemitah preserve the ability of the Jewish people to remember who they are. To return to their essential selves. Mimele, we understand on a very simple level. We understand on a very simple level the meaning of the Chazal that Rashi brings, that Ba'ovin Shmita Yisrael Goylem. That if we are careless, if we are negligent with Shmita, then we suffer exile. And we find Lamaisa by Shabbos, the Gemara in Shabbos, Ilmolei, that we see the Chazal say that if the Jewish people would keep two Shabbos, miyad negolim, we would be zoicha for Mashiach. We would be redeemed. So obviously, both Shabbos and Shemitah, if they're properly kept, are redemptive days and year. A redemptive day and a redemptive year. Redemption, Gula. And the antithesis of Gula, the opposite, is that if one is careless with Shemitah, Chalila, or careless with Shabbos, it brings to a state of Golas. Because we now understand that the 6 days of the week equal this world of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, this world that is doomed to, until Mashiach, to bezeas apechatoich alechem, to the 39 curses, the 39 categories of work, not to have a moment to think, to become lost in physical things. The 6 days of the week, the 6 years of the Shemitah. That's Golus. And you think if you live in Yerushalayim, and you spend the whole week handing out falafel balls, that you're not in Golus. That's also Golas. And the Baal Shem HaKodesh, there's the famous teaching on the Pasuk about in Tehillim of Hashem Tzilcha, that Hashem is your shade or your shadow. That means, the Baal Shem Tov taught, that what a person does below in this world, just like when you go, what you do, your shadow does the same thing as what you, whatever you're doing, the shadow is doing the same thing. So the Baal Shem HaKadosh taught that that's how the Baruch Shalom fears the Velt, that's how he runs the world. So, if a person is able to attach himself or herself to the redemptiveness of Shabbos, to that quiet and peaceful time of Shabbos, which is a time to sit and learn and to daven and to focus on who you are, and Shemitah, which is an entire year to focus on who you are. And both of those times are times of Geula, of redemption. Those are both times when the 39 categories of labor don't exist. And the curse of the tree of knowledge of good and evil is suspended. And the world has a taste of the end of time. So then Kivyochel Hashem will respond with Geula, with redemption. Because of Shemitah, because the Jews are killed through Shemitah, we suffer from Golas, that we can't climb out of the 6 years, out of the 6 days. So if we are careful with Shabbos and Shemitah, then we are showing Hashem that L'kol HaPochus, at least we know it's important, we're longing for that time. That's what we want. And please don't make a mistake, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. The point here is not, I hate work, I can't stand work, at least I have one day of the week where I'm not at work. That's not, that the whole world shares, everybody thinks that way. That's not Shabbos, that's not Shemitah, that's just you want a day off. You'd be just as happy if you could take all the money from the firm and the place would blow up. That's not Shabbos or Shemitah. When the Jewish people care about Shabbos and Shemitah, meaning that we look forward to that time where we don't have to think about this world and we're able to focus on learning, on davening, on avodah, on zmiris, on tefillah, and so on. It means that we believe deeply that the real hanhag of the world, the underlying essence and purpose of my life is to be able to have that time to sit and to learn and daven. And not to be involved in this world. And Mimelu, when a Jewish person is careful with Shabbos and Shemitah, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia, this type of anhaga in the world, anhaga of Geula. In other words, since you've revealed to Hashem through your love of Shabbos, and you're using Shabbos for spiritual things, and the Shemitah in the same way, since you have shown Hashem that the depth of your desire and your deepest longing is to have that time off, not to just sleep a whole day. Of course, Shein b'Shabbos Tanig, a person's entitled to rest, but that's not the tachlis. The tachlis is, I have time to learn, I have time to daven, I have time to speak about the Baruch Shem with my children, with my family, with my parents, with myself. But if Chas V'Shalom, a person spends Shabbos the same way that he spends the 6 days of the week, it's just that he's not at work. But a person sits Shabbos over a newspaper, over a novel, or talking about newspapers and novels, and they sit the whole time around the Shabbos table discussing Yasser Arafat or something. And the Shabbos that's not a Ruch Nisdik is Shabbos. And the Shemitah is a Shemitah that's not a Ruch Nisdik is Shemitah. It's just I'm off. Then it reveals that Chas V'Shalom, they don't want the end of time. They're not interested in Yemos HaMashiach. Because Sof Kol Sof, all the end of time means is not to work so that you could be able to be completely, completely connected to Torah Mitzvahs. That's all it means. But if you use those times of the time of the week, Shabbos, and the time of Shemitah, if you use those times, in other words, we're being tested during those times, so to speak. It's a test to see. Do you want Mashiach or not? You could be wearing all the t-shirts, we want Mashiach now. You sing, we want Mashiach now. But if it comes to that day, that one day of the week where there's a taste of Mashiach's time, and that one year of the Shemitah where there's a taste of Mashiach's time, the Rosh Hashanah says, okay, let's see what you do with your free time. And the measure of a Jew is what he or she does during the free time. What do you do when you're free from the curses of the 39 categories of Malachus? What do? You're having a little bit of a taste of Mashiach. So you slept for 4 hours. You fresh like a chaz, then you go to sleep. That's Yemaisa Mashiach by you, Beseder. We'll go on with this. I mean, now we can understand something interesting in the order of the psukim. But the Torah says, first the Torah says, "Vishab Sahar Shabbos Lashem." First the Torah says that the earth will cease, the earth will rest, and it will be a Shabbos Lashem. And then it says, "Shei Shonim Tizras Adecha." 6 years you will plant, and on the seventh day you'll rest. So the Mefarshim are discussing this. Why does it first say, "Vishab Sahar Shabbos Lashem," Shmita? And then it says this, for 6 years you'll work. The Seder HaDvarim, the order is, you work for 6 years, and then you come to Shemitah. But the Torah doesn't say it in such a way. The Torah says, V'shav Sahar is Shabbos Hashem, Shei Shonim Tizra Sadech. It's Shemitah, 6 years you work. Why is that? It begins with Shemitah, because by beginning with Shemitah, the Torah is telling you the following thing. That's the Tachlis. The Tachlis is Shemitah. Now go to work. Shabbos, the same thing. Tachlis is Shabbos. Go to work and dream of Shabbos and long for Shabbos. Work in the fields, but understand that this is the result of the Chet of Adam Arishan. And from the very beginning, the Shabbos are Shabbos Lashem. The Torah is telling you that you have to have in your mind from the beginning the ideal. What's the ideal? When a Jew goes to work, you have to know, this isn't my ideal life. This isn't my ideal self. This isn't who I am be'etzim. This isn't me be'etzim. So therefore you have to stop before you enter into the field. Before you walk into the workplace. You have to stop and say, Shabbos Lashem. That's a hakdoma, that's a movo, that's a way of entering into physical life. When you enter into the world in such a way, it means that for every moment during the week, you carry with you the ideal. The ideal is shining in you. That this isn't the tachlis of my life is to be able to have a couple of minutes free. Rabbi Yisrael, this is the curse of Adam and Chava. Bring me to Shabbos, bring me to Shemitah. Not stand that I should be able to sleep, but bring me to a time where I can be ponly lasik b'taris Hashem b'avadosa. But I can sit and learn and to focus and remember, why did you bring me into this world? And that also answers the question, the famous question of Rashi in the beginning of the parasha, Ma'an Yid Shemitah Yetzal HaSinai, that the Torah says, by Shemitah Bahar Sinai. So the famous, that it was given, Shemitah is given Har Sinai. There's a question there, of course, Rashi asks, Ma'an Yid Shemitah Yetzal HaSinai, which is already an expression of the Jewish people, that why all the mitzvahs are given on Har Sinai, why is there Shemitah Bahar Sinai? Why is it saying the parasha Bahar Sinai? Parashas Bahar? All the mitzvahs are from Har Sinai. Ma'an Yid Shemitah, what's so special that by Shemitah it says Bahar Sinai? So perhaps you could say that the Jewish people have a collective memory. There was one time, ever since Adam HaRishon, there was only one time, one moment, when all of this world and all of its craziness became meaningless. And that was by Har Sinai. When the Jewish people stood at Har Sinai, Pascha Zuhumasan, the impurity, the filth of the snake had stopped. The Jewish people had that absolute clarity. That's why the Kedushas Levi, the Bedid Sheva, says that we read the book of Rus. We read the book of Rus on Shavuos. Because how could you long for Mashiach? Rus is the mother of Mashiach. How could you long for David HaMelech, for David Malka Mashiach, if you never experienced Mashiach? You can only want something if you've tasted of it. So the Bedid Sheva says, we did once taste of it on Shavuos. For that brief moment, Hashem opened up the heavens and we saw things clearly. And ever since then, we're longing for Mashiach. Because for a moment, we tasted what will it be like when Mashiach will come. When we will be only Torah and only Rabbi Shlomo. Therefore, by the midst of Shemitah, the Torah reveals Bahar Sinai. Every Shabbos, a Jew comes back to Har Sinai. And the Torah was given on Shabbos. And every Shemitah, a Jew comes back to Har Sinai. Because Har Sinai means... Koydim HaChet. Before man falls. Before the failure. It means man is exalted, ideal state. Har Sinai means the ideal human being. The ideal world, not what they call the real world. The ideal world. Har Sinai is idealism. Fifth Avenue, Park Avenue, that's not idealism. Har Sinai is idealism. It comes to Shabbos, a Jew says, Esnari, miofa, kumi, livshi, big day, sefartich, Esnari. Shake off the week. Miofa, kumi, lift yourself up from the dirt. Rav loch sheves be'emek abocha, v'yachmol alayachemlo. You've been sitting already too long in the Emek HaBocha, in the depths of despair. Shabbos is, every Shabbos is a return to Har Sinai. Every Shemitah is a return to Har Sinai. Every Shabbos, we look back, we remember the past when we had that time of only Hashem and only Torah, nothing else. And we anticipate the future of Mashiach, which is only Hashem and only Torah, nothing else. And the same thing by Shemitah. Zbay Yochai Nimshach Tashrecha. So Rabbi Shimon screamed out, Rabbi Shmuel, Efshar Adam Chayreish B'Shaz Charisha V'Zarei B'Shaz Zriya. Rabbi Shimon said, I understand what you're talking about. You're talking about the real world. But Rabbi Shimon screamed, Efshar Adam Chayreish B'Shaz Charisha Tari Mata'ela. Rabbi Shimon, who lived apart, Rabbi Shimon, who with his son Rabbi Elazar lived by Har Sinai, mamish. The Zohar Kodesh says that Rabbi Yehuda used to call Rabbi Shimon Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda, when he spoke about the Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon by Yochai, he would call him Shabbos. And he explained, Rabbi Yehuda, the Zohar Kodesh explains that just like Shabbos gives life to the days of the week, without a Shabbos, the week has no meaning, no tachlis. And Rabbi Shimon gave life to his Talmidim. And he was referring specifically, as the Zohar says, to the seven Talmidim. It's a whole Torah over there. But that's not important for us right now. The point is that Rabbi Shimon himself was Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon by Yochai saw the world through Shabbos. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon, when he looked at the world with those amazing eyes those eyes that were burning all of creation, so Rabbi Shimon said, Rabbi Shimon saw the world from Shabbos, from Sinai, from the end, from the beginning. And when he saw Jews working in the field, Rabbi Shimon was sad. Because he knew that the tachlis was that malach to nas zaydei acherim. The tachlis is that Jews will sit under each one under his tree, each one in his vineyard, learning Torah and davening and being attached to the Rebbeinu Shlom. And when he came out from that cave, when he came out from that place of utter isolation, when he came out from his Har Sinai experience, so Rabbi Shimon came to the world and he saw Gevald, it's not that time yet. And wherever he looked, wherever he turned his eyes, was being burned. They're still running around. Zeras the Sadeo, Zeras the Carmo, Torimat the Hela. They're still not Shabbos the Gemenshin. They're still not Shmitadik. It's still the Klola of Adam Arishan, of the Lama Tes Malachis. Torimat the Hela. So Rabbi Shimon, who was called Shabbos, can't bear a non Shabbos digger world. So Rabbi Shimon can't bear Chol. Rabbi Shimon, when he was in the Ma'or in the cave, he lived a Shabbos-tik life. The food was being brought to him into Rabbi Lazar, everything was b'derech neis. It was malach to nasai dechem. All malach was done by somebody else. And Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Lozer sat with their thoughts only on Torah, only on God. They lived a Mashiach dikka way, in that way of Yemaisa Mashiach. So everybody knows the story. Everybody knows the story in the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Gimel. The Lag BaOmer from Lag BaOmer Gemara from Lamed Gimel. That Lamed Gimel in Shabbos. Everybody knows that there was an informer that told on Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon had criticized the Romans. So they went to hide first in the Beis Medrash. And Rabbi Shimon's wife, they would bring them bread and a pitcher of water and so on. But then they had to go hide, so Rabbi Shimon went with his son and they hid in a cave. A miracle occurred. There was created for them a carob tree and a spring of water. And they would take off their clothes and sit up to their necks in sand. All day they studied. At the time of prayer, they put on their clothes and prayed. And after again took off their clothes that they should not wear them out. They sat in the cave 12 years. Came Eliyahu HaNavi and stood at the entrance of the cave. He said, "Who will inform Bar Yochai? Who will tell Rabbi Shimon that Caesar has died? Caesar has died, and his decree is nullified." They went out. So Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Lozer went out. They saw people plowing and sowing. They said they are abandoning eternal life for temporal life. Every place they gazed upon was immediately consumed by fire. A heavenly voice rang out and said to them, "Did you go out to destroy my world? Return to your cave." They went back into the cave and sat there 12 months. They said, "The judgment of the wicked in Gehenna is for 12 months. A heavenly voice rang out saying, "Come out of your cave." They went out. Every place that Rabbi Lozer struck, Rabbi Shimon healed. He said to him, "My son, you and I are enough for the world." Friday afternoon at the approach of the Shabbos, Ben Hashmoshes, the candles are already lit. Rabbi Shimon and his son saw an old man holding two twigs of hadassim, two bunches of hadassim, of myrtle, running at twilight. They asked him, "Why do you have these?" And he answered, "In honor of Shabbos. Wouldn't one be enough for you? One for Zorcha and one for Shomer. One for remember the Shabbos and one for keep the Shabbos." Rabbi Shimon said to his son, "See how the commandments are beloved by Yisrael. Come a chaviv and mitzvah by Yisrael." Their mind was put at ease. Their mind was put at ease. The Pashtus, each year I try to talk about this Gemara, for Lag BaOmer. Pashtus, we understand. Rabbi Shimon saw the world when he came out after the 12 years. It's a Vache de Gewalt. It's not a Shabbos Dicke world. Whatever happened to the ideal? Whatever happened to Melach the Nasai Deichem? And he's loyal to his opinion in the Gemara and Brachas, where he states clearly that a person has to immerse himself completely in Torah. That's the sheet in Halacha. That's how he holds. It's the same thing. That's how he felt after the 12 years, but even it was stronger. So they showed, Hashem's Baruch showed Rabbi Shimon, an old man running Ben Hashmoshes at twilight, Friday night, at that mysterious time between the 6 days of the week in Shabbos. And maybe it was the Shemitah year. At that time, maybe. And Hashem showed Rabbi Shimon, an old man. The Jewish people are so old, and they're so tired, and so overwhelmed by galus. They're so overwhelmed by the 6 days of the week and the 6 years of Shemitah. they're so distraught over having to be, over having to commit their lives, the vast majority of their lives, to the 39 malachas, the 39 categories of work. The Jewish people are so old that they could barely move. But Likra Shabbos, Mechuvan Elcha. But for Shabbos, that the Jewish people are running towards Shabbos. They're running towards Shabbos. They're, the entire motion, the movement of Knesset Yisrael, that great, great wave of Klal Yisrael moving towards Shabbos, towards Shemitah, towards Yom HaYisrael Mashiach. The Rebbe Shlom showed Rabbi Shimon that the chepetz halev, the longing of the Jewish heart, is not to be in the 6 days of the week. It's true, Rabbi Shimon. It's true. When you came out from the cave, you saw that they're working, Nebuch. And it's not that they're sitting and learning completely in his Malachtam Nasadech. It's not Mashiach's side. The Tikkun hasn't happened yet. But look how the old man runs for Shabbos. Look how every single moment of the week he's longing for that time when he could be with the Baruch Shalom, he could be Shabbos, he could say L'chadayit, he can go to a mikveh, he can sing some zmiras. Look how badly the Jewish people want that time of that there should be a time where there should finally be Shabbos and Menucha L'chayi Olamim. Yom Shekula Shabbos Menucha L'chayi Olamim. Look how badly they want to put down their plows and to put down all their farming equipment. I was trying to think of another thing that I know from the farmers, but I think that was it. Lawnmower. I don't know what they use. To put down all that stuff. They want to put down all that stuff. They don't want to sit. And nowadays, so it's not with a plow. It's with whatever you have. Sitting at a computer, staring at things, pressing buttons all day. They don't want that. They want to learn. They want to learn. They want to daven. And this whole world is mamish and oynis that the Jewish people are suffering through. During the week, a person becomes old. During 6 years, a person becomes old. But when it comes to Friday night, Ben Hashmoshes, Hisnari Miofa Kumi, the Jewish people become young again. Likra Shabbos, Luchuvan Elcha, they run towards Shabbos with such delight because this is our day, this is the day. With simcha, with joy. They run to Har Sinai, they're running to Rabbi Shimon, they're running to Rabbi Shimon's cave. They say to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi, we know what you mean, we want that too. What can we do? We're not Rabbi Shimon. But we want that. And if you don't believe us, look at the old man running Shabbos. And now how beautiful and how delicious is Rav Kook's explanation of this Gemara. Baruch Hashem was translated this year, this piece of the Ein Hayor, of Rav Kook's commentary on the Gemara on Shabbos, was translated by Rav Bezalel Noor in a beautiful way. And even though it's beautiful and it's infinitely better than I could do, but still, you know, Rav Kook in Lashon HaKodesh is unbeatable in Hebrew. But we don't have time. Listen to this. This is Kedai. Kedai Rabbi Shimon B'Shas Al-Tchak, listen, Mechalov. The Gemara says. Rav Kook writes the following. The sanctity of Shabbos comprises two aspects. There are two aspects to the sanctity of the Kedusha of Shabbos. One, it sanctifies and uplifts Yisrael with its holiness. With the very sanctity of the day, uplifting them beyond all mundane matters and infecting them with a higher glory and sanctity. That's Shabbos itself. It lifts the Jewish people above this world. Higher glory and sanctity. That's one. Besides this, the sanctity of the Shabbos also attracts the energy of all the weekdays, with all their mundaneness and lowliness, by remembering during the week the holiness of Shabbos, the weekdays themselves are uplifted. The weekdays are uplifted. Though it be unconscious, the Israelite soul, the Nefesh Yisraeli, the Jewish soul, uplifts itself even during the week, running toward Shabbos, by virtue of the remembrance of the Shabbos day and the anticipation of the Shabbos. In this way, secular affairs are not as lowly as they outwardly appear. Because that's what bothered Rabbi Shimon when he first came out of the cave. But for Shabbos Dikah people, even during the 6 days of the week, it's not the same thing. Rather, they are continually uplifted by the sanctity of Shabbos. And though they, meaning the Jewish people, are engaged most of the time in mundane work, nevertheless, holiness is so close to their heart, that the highest purpose of life is lodged deep in the heart, which is rooted in holiness. The longing for Shabbos. The memory of Shabbos. Twilight. All of this is happening in the twilight. Not day, not night. Malad upon Yishabs. Twilight is the passage between past and future. It connects the secular to the holy. 6 days of the week, the Shabbos. The day of work and the night that is mysterious and spiritual. And symbolizes the influence the holy exerts upon the secular. It symbolizes the ability of that which is holy of Shabbos to conquer the 6 days of the week. That's what it means, Ben Hashmashes, twilight. The ability of Shabbos to conquer the 6 days of the week. Shabbos to overtake the 6 days of the week. As the darkness Friday descends and conquers the light of the 6 days of the week. Though based on outer perception, the secular world would appear very gross and lowly, there is within it an inner power whose holiness and superiority can be recognized only by an acute inner sense that resembles the sense of smell. Chazal say, something from which only the soul, not the body, derives pleasure. That's why the old man is carrying hadassim. Hadassim means it's something physical, but the sense of smell, it has a fragrance. That's why we bring Shabbos in. We Shabbos leaves with hadassim, with a smell. The neshama, the neshima. Meaning that the Jewish people have an acute inner sense, like a smell. Where they could smell something deeper in their mundane lives. The effect of the holy over the secular results in practical alacrity until even the energies of old age are aroused to alacrity in deed and action. That's to smell Shabbos, to smell Torah, to smell Shemitah. All of that. The Jewish people who are old during the 6 days of the week and the 6 years wake up and we're driven once again towards the Tachlis. Though the secular is influenced by the holy, nevertheless, the level of the holy is not lowered. The holy does not become an adjunct to the secular, but rather retains its independent level. So he puts it all together now, Rav Kook. When they encountered Friday afternoon an old man who naturally should no longer have the energy for speed, so utterly transformed that his liveliness reflected holiness. He was holding two twigs of myrtle, hadassim, to smell in honor of the Shabbos, signifying the inner spiritual sense which must issue from the holiness of Shabbos. But why two? One for remember the Shabbos, symbolizing the relation of the Shabbos to the secular, and one for keep the Shabbos, symbolizing the observance of Shabbos' holiness per se itself. He said how the commandments are beloved by Yisrael. Ay, rei kama chaviv mitzvos Yisrael. Keep the Shabbos. Shomer means the Shabbos itself. Zocher means remember Shabbos during the 6 days of the week. The holiness of the commandments is the soul at the center, the life energy of the wheel of all their actions. Simple and lowly though they seem, their mind was put at ease, the Gemara says. The Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Loza, their mind was put at ease. And they no longer were troubled by eternal life being sacrificed for temporal life. Having seen that even the temporal life of Israel is integrally bound to eternal life. And this bond rejuvenates and energizes the feeble and tired, making them zestful for holy service even in old age. This sublimation whereby the heaviness of old age might be converted to the agility of youth is possible only when secular deeds reach beyond to holiness, to Shabbos, to Shemitah. This is the relation of eternal life to secular life, which is elevated through the association. Therefore, their mind was put at ease. So how much more so Achas Kama V'Kama? How much more so this year? How much more so this year? Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos is Lag Boimer. Malava Malka, you know, the time of Malava Malka, the time of Saturday night, of Motzei Shabbos, is the time of Tchias HaMesim. It's the time when the Jewish people, those Jews who are careful of Malava Malka, we know that the meal of Malava Malka gives life for the end of time, for those who are careful in the love of Malka, they're promised the energy to return to life. The resurrection takes place through the meal of Malava Malka that's so neglected here in America. We know that Malava Malka stands between Motzoi Shabbos and the days of the week. It stands between Shabbos and the Chol. On the other end, on the other side. In other words, good, I had Shabbos, but the problem is Shabbos is over. Now how do I take Shabbos into the week? How do I accomplish what Rav Kook was talking about? Noch Shabbos, after Shabbos, to be a Shabbos Dikei Mensch. And the answer is Malava Malka. Motzoi Shabbos. Here in America, Motzoi Shabbos is a symbol of impurity. Motzoi Shabbos by us is Malava Malka, it's David Malka Mashiach, it's Mashiach side, Malava Malka. It's Tchias HaMeisim. That's what Malava Malka is. Malava Malka means that even after the clock strikes 12, you can still be Cinderella. I don't know why I said that. But it's true. Even after you don't change back into a pumpkin. I don't remember all the details. But you don't, there was a pumpkin and stuff like that. You don't change back into all of that. That this world makes the Jewish people appear ugly, and the nations of the world appear to, they're the ones that are going to the ball, they're the ones that are having a good time, and the Jewish people are schlepping and struggling. Sheker v'chazav, the Jewish people are Shabbos ticket people, they're beautiful. And when the Rebbe Shalom comes around with his slipper, it fits only our foot. Malava Malka means not Shabbos. It's still Shabbos. That's what Malava. Tchias HaMeisim means after a person dies, he can come back to life. After Shabbos leaves, you can come back to life. Still with Shabbos. Shabbos is Mechayah, you with Noch Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Ashrei Ho'im Demal Sodecha. Rabbi Shimon is the Rosh HaTevis. It's brought down the Hakdoma to the introduction to the beginning of Lakuta Maran from Rabbi Nachman. And I mentioned this to you last year, that Shimon is the Rosh HaTevis. Ir v'kadish min shmai enochis, says in Daniel. Ir v'kadish min shmai enochis, which means the holy wakeful one coming down from heaven. Shimon. Ir v'kadish min shemaya nochis. Ear is wakeful, to be awake. The Kaddish is holy. Min shemaya from heaven. Nochis, spell Shimon. The first letter is spell Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is called the holy wakeful one who came down from heaven to keep the Jewish people awake. At the end of time when they're old and feel dead and they can't feel Shabbos anymore, Rabbi Shimon says, Yidden, wake up at Shabbos. Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon's Torah is Kulei Shabbos Mnucha, Pnimius HaTorah, Sisrei Torah is all Shabbos Dikei Torah. The Torah of Rabbi Shimon is no longer a Torah of what's Osu, what's Mutter, what's Tomei, what's Torah, it's forbidden, it's not forbidden. All that comes from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Clarifying, rectifying, fixing, figuring things out. Rabbi Shimon's Torah is Tochazi, come and see. Rabbi Shimon's Torah is Elokus Mamish, is godliness. And the Jewish people are drawn towards Meron. Unfortunately, we're stuck here. So in this place, we have to, in our hearts and our minds, draw towards Rabbi Shimon's seeing that Meron, the place where Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar are buried, where they're kept, where they're waiting. The Svarim say that Meron is the Rosh HaTevis, Melech, Roife, Neman, Verachmon. Meron is Melech, Roife, Neman, Verachmon, Ota. That Hashem is a king who heals and is faithful and is compassionate. Tchias HaMeis. That's Melech, Roife, Neman, Verachmon. Rabbi Shimon is our life. And all those who believe in Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, even though we don't understand the teachings, the depths of the Zohar Kodesh. But we believe in Rabbi Shimon, we believe in Rabbi Shimon's Torah, we believe in Pnimis HaTorah. We're not Chas V'Shalom like those Jews, even some of them who wear yarmulkes, and even some of them have their tzitzis out, who say, nah, what is this? It's not for here, it's not for us, it's not for now. Yeah, he was a very, very great man. It's all the darkness at the end of Golus is as a result of that way of looking at things. Ashrei ha'am, shehem loim delcha. Fortune is the people who have the privilege to study your teachings. Ashrei ha'am demal sedecha. I'll tell you a story. Story from the Oiv Yisrof Napterov. Very much Bekitzer. Maisa from Napterov, there was a. The Oiv Yisrof had a certain chosid by the name of Rav Moshe, was a big tzaddik. And this Rav Moshe was on his way once to visit the Oiv Yisrof, who at that time was living in Mezhbiz, which you know, so the Balshemtev is buried there. Oiv Yisrael is also buried there in the same oil with the Baal Shem. So this Chosid Rav Moshe was on his way to visit Mezhbiz to go see his Rebbe, the Apterov. And on the way, he was passing through different villages. He was known as a great tzaddik, and people tried to help him out. He was very poor. And there was a certain almana, there was a certain widow, who was known to be very, very wealthy and to given a lot of tzedakah. And one year, When Rav Moshe was making his way to Mezhbiz, this woman poured her heart out to Rav Moshe and was crying that really people think that she doesn't have anything. Long ago the money was taken and she has chayvus, she has debts, she has big tzaras, terrible, and she was crying because she wants to give tzedakah if people think that she has, and so on. It's very embarrassing. So Rav Moshe said, "Why? I have to ask you, why are you? So what do you want from me? You live mamish a few miles away from Mezhbiz. Go to the Oiv Yisrael, go to my Rebbe. What am I going to do?" So she said, "The truth is, I went once or twice, and there are like hundreds of men over there, and I asked the guy, you know, nobody pays attention to me, and I can't get in, and I can't, I don't know what to do." So I said, "Look, I'm going to Mezhbiz, and Baruch Hashem, I have a way to come into the Rebbe. So come also at this time during the next week or two that I'm there, and I'll see to it that I'll try to get you, that you should be able to see the Rebbe." V'kachav. So he brought this wonderful almana, this widow, into the Rebbe. And the Apterov said to her, I know you gave a lot of tzedakah, I give you a bracha, Hashem should give you back all your money, and you should matzliach with your schayra," that she had some, she was trying to make some last effort to sell something at that time, so the Apterov gave a bracha. She was one of these difficult types. And Apterov gave her bracha and was ready to go back to everything else, and she stayed, and she said that how could she be sure, that she's not sure? So Apterov said, "Hashem will help you. You'll have, you do good things with the money, and Hashem's bracha will help you. You'll have back more than you had before." She said, "How could, is that 100%?" She was asking, "Is that 100% certain?" So then Apterov said, look, okay. I want to tell you a story." He said, before I was in Mezhbiz, I was in a different town. And he said, "I used to try to have good midas," he said. "I used to try to be nice. And I tried to be a good Rav. And I used to learn with the people more and so on." And it happens that in that town, there was a certain Jew who was a very fine person who for 10 years hadn't paid the rent to the pirates, to the landowner. And the pirates had enough. And the landowner told this Jew that if you have 1 month to pay, and if not, I'm killing you, your wife, and children. So the wife became hysterical and said, and was crying, that he should come to me, the Apterov, he should come to me to for help. So he said to his wife, what am I going to go bother the Rebbe? I should ask him for the money. I don't want to cause the Rebbe aggravation that he doesn't have the money himself. So Bekitzer, he was waiting and waiting and waiting until finally it was a day or two before the month was up, and every day the paris, the landowner, sent messengers and told him, remember Yankele, 3 days from now you're going to die. And now the wife just, it was the last day, the wife said, you absolutely must go to the Abderov and tell him exactly, and so on. So the Rebbe said that he came. And in those days when I was a good Rav, I gave Shabbos a shiur. I mean, Chamarav or something. And in the shiur, I asked, why does it say, it says Goal Yisrael, that Hashem redeemed the Jewish people, and it says Goel Yisrael, it says. In Shemoneh Esrei, right? Before Shemoneh Esrei, it's Goal Yisrael. And then in Shemoneh Esrei, it's Goel Yisrael. He redeems. So I asked, Goal Yisrael that Hashem once redeemed us. He took us out of Egypt. He took us out of Bavel or whatever. Say that. That we could all say. But Goel Yisrael that Hashem redeems us now? So I explained that every single day Hashem redeems us. The redemption that Hashem brings every Jew every day, you can't see. That's the meaning of La'ois and Nifloyes Gedolos Levadai, Ki La'olam Chazdai. There are wondrous things that Hashem does, Levado, that only Hashem knows about. You don't even know how Hashem is redeeming you every day. Ki Goel Chazakat. Every day Hashem is Goel Yisrael. When this little Yidla heard that, so he said to himself, the Abderav said, he said to himself, I'm also a Jew. And the Rebbe said that every single Jewish person has redemption every day. I'm also a Yid. So he was very happy. He never spoke to the Rebbe. He said he never spoke to him about his problem. He was besimcha. And he comes home, and the wife says, did you speak to the Rebbe? He says, I didn't have to. The Rebbe spoke to me. What do you mean the Rebbe spoke to you? What about our problem? He says, there's no problem. The Rebbe said that Hashem redeems us every day. She says, are you out of your mind? He's coming tomorrow to kill us. You're telling me over a word. After Shabbos, whatever, he sits down and he writes out on a paper, this Jew writes out on a paper, the Abderav said over the Maisa, he writes on a paper that the Poritz, the landowner, owes him such and such. He makes a cheshbon of what the Poritz owes him. How much the Poritz owes him for 10 years. So, the next day, as the wife is preparing for certain death with the children, the next day, the Poritz comes there with his henchman, and he says, no. Well, I don't know if he said that, but he says, the time is up. And the little Yidla takes out a paper, and he says, here you go, look at this. Look at this. And he takes, and he looks, and he goes, oh. He says, look, I'll tell you what, why don't we just forget about this whole thing? Maybe we could, you know, it'll be even. Can we just forget it? I'll tear up mine, you'll tear up yours. So the little Yidla says, I don't know. After all, it's a 10 years accumulated, a cheshbon, I'm not sure. I want to do that. He says, look, I'll give you a cheaper deal for the next 10 years. Well, so they tear up the two papers. Abderav said, and he turned to this widow and he said, I told you enough. That's the mice. So if we could hear the Abderav saying those words, would we be reassured? Was the widow reassured? Would we be like that little Jew that was able to skip off happily to go home and know that he heard from the tzaddik's mouth that Hashem redeems us every day, every single day? I believe with all of my heart that if we're able to taste a little bit, tonight is Pesach Shein. If we're able to taste during the 6 days of the week, in the middle of all this craziness and tsar, the taste of redemption, it's because many years ago Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said it was possible. It's because many years ago Rabbi Shimon was called Shabbos, and he reminds every Jew that during the 6 days of the week and the 6 years of Shemitah, you can taste Shabbos. You can have a geula in the middle of everything. You can have a geula. HaKadosh Baruch should help every single one of us that we should be able to taste a little bit of Rabbi Shimon. And Hashem should give it, we should be able on Pesach Sheni to try again. And we should ask for what each one of us has been waiting for and what we deserve in this world. What we deserve, what we'd like to have in this world. And Hashem Yimali Mishalis Libeinu L'Toyva. The Ikra is that, like the Baal Shem said, that Hashem Yimali Mishalis Libeinu, that Hashem should fill the desires of our heart. Our heart's desire should be filled with the Ribbono Shel'Olam, not things of this world. And in that schus, we should be Zoichim as Hashem. We should be Zoichim as Hashem to see the time of Yivah Kaddish Mishmai Nachis, to be able to see Reb Shem with our eyes, and to be able to be Zoichim for that time of Yishakenim Nishikos Piyah, where Hashem promised us that He will reveal the secrets of Torah, the ones that were not revealed on Sinai, Hashem began to reveal on Sinai and hasn't been finished. We should be Zoichim as Hashem to hear the secrets of Reb Shem, together Mashiach Tzikenim Mehevi Yomino Amen.